It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
If it please, sir, bring it up. Final hour. Power hour. You better, you bet. BetQL Network. Tremendous Thursday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. Just thinking about, by the way, segments for the show tomorrow. So I know we've already got Brad Evans locked in. Usually joins us on Phenomenal Football Fridays. Evan Silva from Establish the Run is going to join us tomorrow on a Phenomenal Football Friday. So we've got some great NFL guests to get you set and prepped to bet this weekend. So just thinking like outside of the guests that we have to do our NFL pick segments, right? For all those, so the six games, however long that takes us.
That's like an hour, probably.
Like an hour. We have obviously the real power hour for games on Friday night with the overnights for Saturday,
which will take a long time. Yeah.
So we also have to do same game parlays, right? Now, the question becomes, like, just same game parlays, is that a separate segment? Does that get looped in?
Or do we just attach that to our analysis of each game to, like, fill out those discussion segments?
Okay. So, like, we also need to do our giving prop segment tomorrow with, like, all our picks for, like, the props. So we give, like,
probably the second hour.
We got a lot of stuff tomorrow.
We do. And we could try to solve these markets that we teased last segment. Highest scoring team of the playoffs.
Yes, that's another segment we have to do tomorrow.
Well, that's the first hour. So I think that's the first hour tomorrow is a couple of those.
Oh, man, this is going to be fun.
It's going to be a great show. Why? But hey, it's about to be Super Wild Card Weekend. Of course, the show is going to be great.
A lot of preparation.
Yeah. Got to come up with some same game parlays the next 24 hours.
Yeah, man. I mean, oh, man. I'm not having fun.
I have the beginnings of concepts for at least half of them, for like a narrative of the way the game will play out.
I'll just get up super early and just do it. It is what it is. I'm a little bummed because my espresso machine is probably broken. It's FaceTime with my girlfriend who's in New Orleans. We tried to fix it. That could be screwed up. That's no fun.
You gotta go get some of your oat milk lattes tomorrow. Okay, go get some of those.
I'm just gonna go to Dunkin' and get like, I'm probably honestly gonna get 4 large black iced coffees and just keep them in my fridge for the weekend.
Okay, well that's a weekend's worth. Okay, all right, that makes sense.
I'll probably have one.
That way it's Saturday morning, you're not going to want to go out. I'm not going to go out Saturday morning.
Hell no. So I'll have one tomorrow morning, then I'll have one before the show, then I'll have one Saturday morning before the show, and then I'll have one Sunday morning before the show. That'll be it.
That sounds like how I normally do things, except a giant Starbucks cup right beside me.
I think I may show up to the show tomorrow with no hair. I think I'm going to buzz all my hair off again. How about that?
Wow, girlfriend goes away for the weekend. We're just playing PS5 with no hair.
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm doing my hair and like I hate it. I'm just like, I've reached.
Yeah,
like I'm done. Like I'm done. It's just annoying.
Yeah, Scott Hansen will call you topless.
You know? Dun 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 dun.
And Antonio Brown is topless as he's walking off.
I know. No, but he's like, you're right though. Like what you said last week about it. It was like in the same tone that Joe Buck was talking about Randy Moss fake mooning the crowd at Lambeau.
A disgusting act.
Like, I mean, like he said it like 30 times. Like Antonio Brown is topless. It's like he's shirtless.
He's shirtless, which like every NFL player is like before and after practice.
It's just so bizarre. The most noteworthy part of it was not that like Antonio Brown has left the field and is leaving the stadium during the game. It's that he is shirtless.
Is that he has done so without a normal amount of clothing.
It's that's bizarre, man. Red Zone was weird this year.
It was, it had its ups and downs, you know?
Did you know, by the way, did you know that when Josh Allen sacked Josh Allen, that was the first time that a defensive player with one name sacked a quarterback with the same name? Did you know that or no?
But guys, there's like 3 tie games right now. We'll get to them in a minute. But first,
let me tell you again that Josh Allen has sacked Josh Allen.
This is the Ancestry.com name play of the day. That's what. Meanwhile, oh, by the way, the Giants are going to win the game. Here's the play live. It's like, okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. So we'll get to all our bets for tonight. Bill is standing by with many bets on the National Hockey League. We got NBA, bucket of bets, college hoops, overnights. But we got to shoot the lights out and hide till it's bright out. Monster teaser transform. Discussion. Mm. Yes.
Can I start with a general question? What do you want to do? You want to do something first?
Well, I was trying to think of like what lines from the song can I repeat and not get all of us fired, and I'm not sure there are any. So I'm just not.
Well, in the opening verse, like zero.
The Rick Ross part.
Well, the Kanye West sample. Here's one for example. It's basically the last line. That's what...
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to think of the Jay-Z part. Darkness, ghoul, a zombie with no conscience. That part's probably okay. Question one of these things all have in common. We can't remember.
One of these things all have in common? You'll have to listen to the song.
Yes, question. The question is, we all end up on the unemployment line, is what happens.
Right.
Everyone knows that I'm going to get fired.
Right. Yeah. You know what the monster becomes? My mortgage payment that I can't meet every month. That's what.
All right. What was your question you were going to ask?
This is a monster teaser question, not a verses of the song monster discussion. My first question is, if you teased every dog up, who would be the most likely to kill it for you?
Okay. Every dog up, who kills it?
Raiders 18.
Well, the Steelers.
Steelers 25.5 is the most likely to kill it for
you? They lost by 26 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago to the Chiefs.
What a funny twist of fate. It's 1 point off from the 13 point. That was the actual margin of defeat. But like, you really think that though? Like, the numbers already boosted a little bit more. I don't know if they're the most likely to kill it.
I
think the Patriots might be the most likely to kill it.
I guess like...
No, actually, I take that back. That's not my answer. I think Arizona's the most likely to kill it. That's my answer.
I don't think Arizona could get killed in the game.
I disagree.
Well, like,
a Cliff Kingsbury team that's limping down the stretch more than any of his teams previously can't lose a playoff game on the road.
Listen, I could be, I'm the idiot frequently.
They could also win. I'm just saying, who's more like, who's likely to really, really not succeed versus expectation?
But it's not like
Pittsburgh's expectations already garbage. Like, that's already their expectation.
Are the Cardinals really losing by 17 to the Rams?
I mean, yes.
Like they could lose by 10. They could lose by, I guess. There's definitely like a way the Patriots-Bills game plays out where the Bills smoke them.
Well, let me throw another one at you. So if my answer was Arizona at first, is it 9 or 16 because Garoppolo's playing with an injury?
And then Lance. And maybe
Dallas at home is not like that. They can score 50. Like, Garoppolo gets hurt in that game. Like, Dallas offense could do anything in that game. It might be 9 or 16. That might actually be the answer. In a volatile, that's the highest total game on the board, too. You're going against an offense that can blow teams out and has done so in a bunch of games. I think that's the dog up. And the funny thing is, that's one a lot of people are going to pick, too. Like, a lot of people are going to just intuitively will be like, oh, Niners up. I love the Niners. I think they're going to win the game. I think that might be the worst one.
Which favorite down will screw you?
I mean, I'm going to have to do some math to create these. So Cincy
7.5 or 8 or 7.5.
Well, I have 5 is my number, okay. But like, it doesn't matter.
I'm looking at Rivers. Yeah. 7.5.
By the way, the Rivers slider on our screen says the number's now 4.5, which would be pretty wild. I haven't checked the board recently.
Let me do a little old refresh here. Stamp. I'll do it. I got it here.
Cincy more than 7.
5.5. 5.5 is still the number.
Okay. So 7.5. So Cincy plus 7.5.
Buffalo plus 9.
Buffalo plus 9.
Bucks plus 4.5, so you capture 3. Cowboys plus 10.
How is Bucks 4.5 ever losing?
I mean, if he was Brady gets hurt. Hurricane, and like the Eagles can run the ball, and like the Bucks can as well.
They can't? Like, if Chiefs, they want to?
Chiefs pick 'em, Rams plus 9.
Chiefs pick. Rams plus 9. Rams plus 9 is easily the most volatile. Like, Rams plus 9, that's the one that loses.
Agreed.
That game.
Okay, so we avoid that game.
I'm definitely not teasing that game. And I'm not going to tease.
Would you tease the under? Would you tease it up to 62.5? Under 62.5?
No. I think everything's possible in that game. Everything.
I agree.
One of the rare good weather games that's not true. We were supposed to have 3, and now we're going to have 2. Yeah, all right. So now do we want to move into, like, so we just did, like, tiers of here's every underdog, here's every favorite. What are the sides that you would actually include? Underdog or favorite? What's your first pick?
Side or total?
Yeah. My first pick has to be Tampa 4.5.
Because like even if the Eagles win, they're not winning by margin.
Right. That's why it narrowly edges out Chiefs pick.
Well, I mean, like Chiefs pick has to be one of like the first couple picks. This is like this could be like a Durant Odin decision.
Right.
Like Jordan or Bowie.
Right. I think I would rather have Tampa 4.5.
I think the Steelers might.
What is more likely, Tampa losing by more than 4 or the Chiefs losing?
Well, if the game is played in a hurricane, then like.
More things are possible. But it's Ben in his swan song. How about this? They're both really likely to happen.
I don't think the Raiders ever get killed.
I think they get. That game has a little bit of Arizona Rams in it. Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
I actually refer to it all this week as the most volatile game.
Even like, as I was saying it out loud, I was like, "Yeah, maybe not."
And the honestly, like, I know Bengals.
Bills plus 9 is really strong.
Bills plus nine better than
Bills plus 9 might be the number one overall pick.
Yep, I actually think we verbalized it. What's your power ranking of Bills plus 9, Tampa 4.5, Chiefs pick?
Bills, Bucks, Chiefs.
Yeah, I think that's mine too. God, imagine. I mean, we have to do a monster this week. If Chiefs pick is the third pick.
Yeah, this might be the best monster week we've ever had.
Well, it's worth noting, week 18, I was pretty explicit about the fact that, like, we did monster legs and they were really fun because we thought crazy outside the box on some of them, but like two traditional two team six pointers or just teasing in general. I was like very cautionary about week 18, like crazy games. You don't know who's playing. The motivation's all wacky, weird games. You don't feel good that the spread is what the spread should be. These games are as tightly lined as humanly possible. Now the hurricane in Tampa upsets that game a little bit, but there isn't a crazy injury waiting out there right now for any of the teams.
Like, is it actually a hurricane or is it just like winds?
Rob hypothesized 25 mile per hour plus. I got texted somebody that's like weather in Tampa, but that was the extent of the message. Thank you for that message. It makes it where maybe we don't know what the true difference between the teams is, like if that's how the conditions of the game are going to be played. But I think we feel really good that these are the numbers for these games, like that these are the correct differences between the teams. If you feel like you have correct differences between the teams, then tease all over the place. I mean, that's actually what you should probably want to do in that situation.
All right, so we have three legs. So then it's like,
which is amazing without even really breaking a sweat, by the way.
I almost don't want to tease anything in the Cowboys. I mean, maybe like the over, like the over 38.
Over 38. Yeah, I agree with that.
I'll tell you, I think the total that I like the best.
Patriots Raiders over 31.
Okay. Raiders Bengals under 62.
Yeah, I have that written down as the total that I would add if I could add any total.
That's the one.
What would your second pick be?
For total?
I actually have another. Yeah, I'm Steelers Chiefs under 59.5 might be another one.
Yeah, that is really strong. That's really good. That might actually be the first pick. You lose
if Pittsburgh engages in a shootout. Any other outcome, you win. Chiefs are never going to score that many points on them in a blowout.
So then, like, we would have Chiefs pick correlated with the under in the teaser.
Chiefs, you like sit down with your friends, be like, "What do you guys have?" Be like, "Oh, I took the side, I took the total." Nick, what'd you take? I have Chiefs pick with under 59.5.
Chiefs to win and under 59.5. There are people that do sports betting content that will just tweet that out without, and it's not a monster teaser. It's just
right. Lines they made up. And then after the game, it's be like 2-0 year to date, 100%
with the green check mark. That makes me want to
green check mark.
Strangle myself.
But bundle of dollars emoji.
So I don't
hit me up with those likes and retweets if you like that too, T-Bird.
I hate that. I don't know that I would ever tease the total either way in Bills Patriots. Like that could be a shootout. It could also be like 14-6.
Tampa,
Bills.
Same thing. Like we think it's going to be windy, but it's also Thursday.
All right. So what do you like more? Under 62 Raiders Bengals or under 59 Chiefs Steelers?
I think the under in the Bengals game.
Yeah, I like that.
What do you like more? Under 62 in the Bengals game or over 38 in Niners Cowboys? Like, how does Niners Cowboy? Like, I guess Garoppolo gets hurt. That's how it goes under.
That could be a 20-17 game.
At its absolute minimum.
Yeah. All right, what would you choose?
Raiders. Raiders under.
So is the monster teaser Bills plus 9, Bucks plus 4.5, Chiefs pick them basically, and then Raiders Bengals under 62.5.
The sweat starts Saturday afternoon.
That's so awesome. You know what it feels like to me? That we've crossed the line. And now it's time to let the game decide.
Yep.
All right, on the other side, I guess we'll give you some bets for tonight. We'll start it off with Bill in the NHL. And BetQL's five-star plays coming up next, Power Hour. You better you bet.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.